On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area. You might be listening on WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I have to tell you, you're going to be so glad you've joined us here today because I have a very special guest. But before I tell you who that is, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear the conversation, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hey, Christine. We're back at it again.
Yes, yes. And I'm so excited about my guest today for multiple reasons. First of all, you know, he is an amazing man who is sharing some very profound information with the world. And he's also former like science type turned woo-woo just like me. So I've got a special place in my heart for him.
And that's got to be quite the challenge in itself.
Well, it is. But, you know, there are more and more of us these days, you know, because we're embracing reality that's far greater than what we used to think of reality as.
Yes.
And the person I'm talking about is VIP Lee Carroll. You know, Lee is the Cryon channel, and he is an amazing man. I've seen him speak many times, and, you know, I listened to his recorded channelings as well. It's interesting because he graduated with a degree in business and economics, and he was a technical audio, you know, he had a technical audio business for 30 years, and he won awards and everything, and then he sort of shifted into this other realm. And since he began channeling Cryon, oh my gosh, his career has taken off worldwide. He has, let's see, there are over a million Cryon books. I think there are like 12, 14 of them, more than a dozen books. And there are, the books are in more than 24 languages, I think. He speaks to audiences where there are thousands. And he's going to be speaking in the Seattle area, and I'm really excited to talk about that. He's also spoken in front of the United Nations several times, and I am so excited to have him here. Lee Carroll, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I may have a million Cryon books, but that's the total of the sales in about 26
years. Did I say a million books?
Well, we kind of knew what you meant there, Christine.
But
we
were gonna,
regardless, it's a lot.
Don't worry. It's live radio, you know. Okay. Don't pay attention to what I say. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's an alternate reality, Lee.
That's a hand cramp.
There's really over 200 of them if you count all the languages, and sometimes people bring them for me to sign, and I look at the cover, I have no idea what I'm signing.
Oh, wow.
Because I've never seen it before.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So, you know, I love your story, you know, how you kind of ended up in this realm of channeling. So I'm going to ask you the same kind of question that people have asked me over the years. How does somebody who is sensible and scientific get into such an alternative realm?
You know, the story is long, and I'm not going to make it long, but I believe that, you know, spirit, God, whatever you want to say, uses our psyche, what we're interested in, what our passion's in order to give us the opportunity to take a look. And what happened was my wife at the time, who was my business partner, Jan Tober, took me to a channeler years ago. This was 35 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I kicked and screamed. We didn't want to go and everything else. The guy said stuff. She recorded it. I said, never again. 3 years later, she took me to another guy. Both men, by the way, which bothered me because I didn't think men were into these things. And because I thought they were smarter than that. And this guy was a psychic, and we recorded it. And what we found on the tape is they both said the same identical thing. They said there's a magnetic master named Cryon who's trying to get a hold of you. Uh-huh. And I couldn't deny it. This actual same phrase was on the tape.
Two different ones. Yeah.
That's right. 3 years apart, 40 years in age, didn't know each other, talking about an entity who nobody had ever heard of. So the thing was, as an engineer, I'm a puzzle solver.
Right.
And so a lot of people would say, it's this weird woo-woo stuff and just move on. But I had to do something about it because that's my psyche. I mean, I stay up nights, trying to do my bank statement to the penny. It's just the kind of guy I am.
Uh-huh.
And so that really drove me, what I want to call drove me, to sit in the chair and ask, okay, if you're there, show me. So that uh-huh. was the beginning, because what I got was emotion. I didn't get messages. I didn't get handwriting on the wall. I didn't voices, nothing. What I got was emotion, and it was cause and effect. Every time I gave permission, I got something, and I couldn't leave alone. And so that then went further and further. And so this is how it actually started. It started slowly. But so it doesn't matter what you believe, if you're an engineer or whatever, or practically. If you start to get cause and effect relationships on things when you start asking and giving intent, it doesn't matter how woo-woo it is, it's real to you.
Uh-huh. Right. So, speaking of reality, fast forward all these years, you've been channeling fabulous wisdom from Kryon. And, Lee, I've so enjoyed your presentations over the years, because you've got this knack of taking what can be somewhat esoteric, spiritual in nature, and applying it to our current reality. So let's talk about that for a moment. I'm one who doesn't watch the news. I try not to look at the news, listen to the news. But even with my head buried in the sand, as some would say, I pick up that there's some horrific things happening in this world. From that higher perspective, what is it that Kryon is saying is happening in our world today?
This is the whole purpose of my existence, to tell this story. It's longer than a soundbite. It is the whole reason it's called the prophecy of the eagle and the condor. There's a much, much larger prophecy on this planet than what you read in Revelation or what Nostradamus told us years ago. I mean, this goes back 10,000 years. You can find it etched very clearly in the Mayan calendar, and that's just one of many, many places. They had it, Aztecs, Toltecs, all over the planet, from the bottom of Patagonia up until Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
These indigenous people had a prophecy that said that if we would move past the precession of the equinoxes, which is the 2012 date,
right,
that humanity would have passed a marker and would have gone into the potential of the highest consciousness humans have ever seen. I didn't make this up. They're celebrating this all over the planet. Indigenous, you're not seeing it on the news.
Mm.
It's just too bizarre. Nobody's believing it, except there are in Chile, for instance, there was a meeting called Riesas de la Tierra, which is Roots of the Earth, 2 years ago. 3,000 people in attendance, all indigenous from all over the planet. Whether it's Hopi or Navajo or in Peru, they had different names for this, of course. And what they found out is they had the same prophecy. The internet brought them together. They didn't know they had the same prophecy until the internet started about 10 years ago.
Oh,
everybody had a indigenous page, and they said, "We have the same prophecy. It's over 10,000 years old. It cannot be denied."
Wow.
So anybody who's listening to this can Google the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, see what I'm talking about. It's just endless. This is the prophecy that we are celebrating, and it said that if we pass this marker, everything is going to change. 2 years ago, Kryon said, this is the difference in balance between the dark and the light. Mm-hmm. You've been slugging around in a low consciousness for thousands of years of conquering each other, and then conquering each other.
Mm-hmm.
It never changes. And every single country I've been in Europe has taken their turns conquering the other one. And it just never changed. Suddenly, we're seeing a shift in consciousness, like we're getting out of the playground. We're starting, not going to throw rocks at each other anymore. We're not going to call names at each other. Actually, growing up.
Right.
The difference between an 8-year-old on the playground and a 15, 16-year-old, where they're learning to socialize and knowing what's happening around them. Human nature is beginning to evolve and grow up, and we may not have had that because, our prophecy was where we weren't going to make it.
Right.
When I was born,
we
didn't have any. The Soviet Union fell over. This should have told you something was up, because that was not in Nostradamus. That was not in Revelation. None of these things that have happened recently. The prophecies we grew up with have just fallen on the floor. So what Kryon told us 2 years ago, to answer your question directly,
uh-huh,
is that watch for the darkest of the dark to come forward and do things that is going to scare you to death,
uh-huh,
in order to pull this backwards and make you afraid so that you will not go into this. So we're seeing it in chapter and verse, exactly what Christ said would happen. We see the darkest, ugliest stuff right now that we've ever seen. And there, it's like the dark side has pulled out every stop in order to pull the stuff backwards. Brian said it's no longer going to be country against country. The battle is consciousness, dark and light. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're seeing. The, you know, the dark side right now doesn't even have a country. They're just, you know, taking over British cities. You know,
right, right.
This is what's going on. Brian talked about it. So I say to my listeners here right now, if it was prophecy, that means we knew it was going to happen. So don't despair that it's new. Don't despair that it was a surprise to God or any of these things. It's mm-hmm. right on schedule.
Right.
What you should do is it going to scare you or not? Or you're going to, you know, build yourself up into a person that you were not before and stand tall in the light.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that therein lies a huge challenge to, you know, be aware of the horrific things and the darkness and yet to, you know, to stay out of fear.
You know, that's not easy because at the same time we're recalibrating in this new energy. So uh-huh. suddenly there's health problems, job problems, relationship problems, financial problems. There's
right.
things that many light workers, especially old souls, who thought they had it pretty well covered. And uh-huh. a lot of people in the what I would call the spiritual field, where they're actually making a living, doing things, and readers and healers, are struggling. And this is recalibration, and it's easy with our human consciousness to think, what did we do wrong? Or this is the end.
Mm-hmm.
Or then, you know, connecting the dots and saying, well, everything is changing, and therefore it's not going to work anymore. It's just, you know, it brings the opposite to us in what's really truly happening because our fear is always there first. We don't have a lot of self-worth as light workers. Did you? I don't know
right.
if you do that.
Right, right. Yes, so yeah. I've been there, done that. We're going to have to go to a quick break, but more with Lee Carroll with the Cryon channelings and insights from that when we return.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited because I'm talking to Lee Carroll today. He is the author of several books, not millions, mind you, but about a dozen.
Hey, someday.
In 24 languages.
Well, someday.
And he channels Kryon, and Kryon has such deep wisdom. Now, Lee, you know, something happened a few months ago that touched me on a deep level, and I just wanted to share this because I think it relates to what you're talking about right now and what Kryon's been talking about. You know, back in November, a friend of my son's who was at college, he was this very, very positive young man. When my son went to high school from being homeschooled, he went to high school as a junior. This young man took him under his wing and made him feel comfortable. And he was the kind of kid who was always making everybody feel comfortable. And he was helping them. He started a math lab one day a week to help people with math tutoring. And he was a great athlete. Well, he was at college in this little town in Oregon. And he went to a 7-Eleven with a friend. And he walked into the store. And this man who he didn't even know walked in and stabbed him to death. Now, you know, I it just sent me reeling, not because I knew this young man, but because this young man was so positive and he had his life ahead of him. And I felt like I was doing all this grieving for mothers all over the planet. You know, how does something like this fit into this bigger scenario that Kryon's been talking about?
This is a hard thing, and I've had this happen to me, too. I mean, I've lost three good friends in the last couple of years, and one of our staff members had her daughter leave her, very much like you just described.
Okay.
We have, what Kryon says is we put a whole lot of emphasis on death. The thing is, most of, let's just tell you the truth. These people who have died, and especially the ones who have died in this fashion, have given us a kick in the butt.
Right.
They slapped us silly. And it's, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to be mad at God? Is it going to awaken us spiritually?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose of this was to get us, stir us up, and make us look.
Mm-hmm.
They knew this at some level before they came in. And this was their gift to us, and we have to see it this way. And it's the hardest thing a mother is ever going to do, a friend is ever going to do, a father is ever going to do. I'm having trouble even still.
Mm-hmm.
The death of my good friend, Sid, who was a staff member, and it just all practically overnight, and he was gone.
Oh, dear.
These things are happening to awaken us, knowing that these people are fine, they're coming back, they're looking back at us and going, okay, what are you going to do now? Are you going to just wallow in grief and get mad at God, or are you going to get up and go? It really spurs us spiritually to look around, see what's going on, and understand it. I have been teaching this for a long time. It's one of the hardest things, I think, that I teach, and yet I have seen it over and over. I've seen these kinds of things bring people to a spiritual awakening.
Uh-huh.
And if it takes that, then it works, because these people are coming back, if not immediately, you know, very soon.
Right.
So that's the best spiritual answer I could give you.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, too, it felt like when I was grieving, I was not only processing some of my own grief associated with, you know, what if it could have been my son, or, you know, what a horrible thing to happen, and maybe even some past life stuff, but it felt like I was grieving for mothers around the world. Do you think that there is some role that the light workers have in helping to release some of the stagnation, some of the oppressive, emotions that are here on the planet?
Agreed. We have in our conferences, we talk about the power of consciousness, and we actually start to give scientific proof, and it's everywhere, of not only individual power, but also massive collective power of consciousness. It can even be measured with weather satellites and the magnetic field strength.
Oh, wow.
We are looking at what Kryon calls the new energy, which will be arriving to us scientifically at some day, where we can measure the physics of consciousness. If that's
wonderful.
The case, that means that our intent and our consciousness does matter. It's not airy-fairy,
right.
Praying for people. I have always known it worked. And this has been my teaching forever. No matter what religion anybody is in, prayer works. It has an energy that can really deliver. And so, yes, and yes, and yes, what we are doing as light workers often are is carrying a bigger burden, because we are older souls. We've been around longer. We've had so much experience. We have wisdom, and our intent and consciousness can change things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are helping mothers around the planet. But just we have to look at also there is this eagle in the condor prophecy is about mother energy. If you start studying it,
yes.
And again, I don't have time to go into all this, except that the prophecy, especially the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, which come from the Lakota and movement of the feathered serpent, and all of these are about the northern and southern hemisphere melding. Northern hemisphere has been the macho conquering hemisphere. The southern hemisphere has been the mother hemisphere, and it's been conquering. That is changing and starting to meld, and that is a metaphor for a softer planet. It's not a more feminine planet. It's a more mother energy planet.
Uh-huh.
Compassion is the key, and you're going to start seeing this even, are you ready? Get ready for it in politics.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
What you're going to see is politicians' awareness of it starting to soften how they present and what they do, because there's going to be eventually elections will depend upon what people think of them. And if they start to see people who are not compassionate, they're not going to like it.
I think
the days of, tooth and nail and fighting and calling each other's names is limited. And you're going to see people lose elections because of it. They're going to say, I don't want that person in office. They're just not a nice guy or gal,
Well, that would be refreshing.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And these are the things to look forward to. And Kryon said it's going to be a change of human nature. So back to your question, it is about mothers. I'm participating in something called the Lemurian Sisterhood with Dr. Amber Wolf, who's going to be in Seattle doing the Lemurian Sisterhood. And it's about women who are awakening to a time when their wisdom really mattered on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And it mattered a lot on the planet, and men cooperated with that. And so it was a whole different time, and we're returning to a consciousness of, and I won't get into this now, what we call the Lemurian consciousness, which is a better balance. We're out of balance, if you've noticed.
Sure, sure.
The reason you don't watch the news.
Yeah.
Don't you just love, and excuse, just interrupt me with another question, but don't you just love what the mainstream has decided they're going to give us in television programs?
Oh, my goodness.
Reality shows. We're going to watch people argue at home and call each other names.
Yeah. I don't have cable. I've got Netflix, and I'm very careful about what I watch just because I don't want to expose myself to that energy.
That's right.
Yeah. You mentioned a little bit about this before. The light workers, the people who are, more conscious, more spiritual, and oftentimes, working within this realm of trying to help others, that we have been facing upheaval and sort of like the earthquake beneath our own reality systems. How are we supposed to assimilate these changes in a way that not only keeps us balanced, but helps us to show up to play the role that we're meant to play?
Don't fight the change. And this is what I'm telling people, too. There's a great metaphor, and I'll give it to you, that Kryon talked about, that says you leave the house. This is a metaphor now, okay? You leave the house, and you go to the store, and you come back, and the furniture has sprouted legs, intelligence, and rearranged itself.
Uh-huh.
Now you have a talk with your furniture and you say, look, I own the house. This is where I want you. It doesn't work for me. Please don't do it again. And the furniture says, okay, I'll try. And then you leave and you come back and it's done it again. Well, you start to realize that every time you leave, something's going to change.
Right.
And the metaphor is home is the most precious thing we have that we can count on staying the same.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have two choices. Number one, the first kind of person is going to fight tooth and nail. They're not going to live as long because they're always in stress about what's going to change when they least expect it,
uh-huh.
looking around the corner, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And the other person is actually going to relax and go, wow, I can hardly wait to see what the new furniture is going to do.
Uh-huh.
And that is what we're looking at. If we can relax with the fact that things are not going to return to the way they were and look for the new station to tune into instead of wringing our hands, trying our hardest to tune into the old station.
Mm-hmm.
That will save us. And this is wisdom. We're not used to having change. Let me tell you the kinds of change. If you're a psychic or a reader or a healer who are listening to this right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to go much further for you because things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've had psychic friends who feel they've lost. They lost it. All they did was they just had to recalibrate, and all it has done is come back much stronger. Healers at the same point. Not getting the same feeling
uh-huh.
when you stand in front of somebody. You're not getting the same feedback, and so the tendency is to back away and say, "What did I do wrong?" Instead of moving in and saying, "Okay, show me the new stuff,"
uh-huh.
and that's been, you know, here we go, bam, and now you got the new stuff because you're given intent, you're not afraid, you haven't backed away, you haven't gone into self-victimhood. What did I do wrong?
Uh-huh.
God hates me. I'm sorry if I'm getting real personal, but this, I've seen it all,
sure.
including myself.
Uh-huh.
I had problems with my eyes. I've had multiple operations. Starting in 2013, I went into a thing like, what have I done wrong? Maybe
uh-huh.
I'm not supposed to see as well.
Right,
you know,
right.
not all of that. So I've walked through this. And that's truly the answer. We just got to focus on understanding it's things are changing.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we're going to go to another quick break, but more with Lee Carroll when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, Genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
It seems to me that you will always be very close to me, close to me.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Kryon channeler Lee Carroll. He is the author of something like 16 metaphysical books in 24 languages, and he's got some very insightful teachings that come from Kryon and his, you know, assimilation of the information. Now, Lee, I'm really excited that you're coming to Seattle. I will be there. Before we get into more of this juicy conversation, can you please share with our listeners when you're going to be in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm going to be there July 11 and 12, the weekend. I'm doing two completely separate meetings. And it's on my site, kryon.com. It's easy. I've got a really easy schedule for you to peek at.
Yeah. You've got a great website, too. And it's filled with lots of free information and wonderful channelings. And it's fabulous. It's a fabulous website.
Can I just say something about my website that I want people to know about?
You bet.
There's a lot of free stuff. Everything that Kryon does, every time we channel anywhere on the planet, it is on my website as an audio file to listen to for free. You don't have to buy it. I want you to just come. Nobody knows you're there. We've set our website up so it's a sanctuary. Listen to hours of things. We never know you're there. So really, I invite people to come and just check it out.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to tell you, even when you're listening to the recordings, Lee, like for me, it shifts my vibration just hearing Kryon speak. And there's such deep, deep information there that I find myself sometimes listening to the same thing twice or three times, just to sort of, you know, absorb more of it. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, some of the upheaval for those of us who thought we had it all worked out, right? You know, who've been on our paths and very evolved. And then suddenly things are not working the way they used to. And you were talking about how you had some physical issues and I've had some physical issues. I got shingles at a few months ago, which surprised the heck out of me. You know, it affected my face, my eye. And, you know, I thought, why would I manifest such a thing? So what is this about?
You know, let me just tell you something. I was in a seminar. I won't tell you the city, but I've been in within the last four cities. A woman came up to me who I know, who's been a bastion of strength. And I'll tell you, it's just really a life worker. And she held out her hand. And she said, "What is happening?" And I saw the shingles. So you're not alone. This is what happens to our corporeal structure as we recalibrate the DNA in our bodies. It is not permanent. It's very, very scary. Uh-huh. I tell people to do whatever their physician tells them, whatever their intuition sets, and go through it. And it will temper, and it'll even if it doesn't completely go away, it'll sit there and remind you.
Right.
But it's only temporary. It's not the end. And the fact that you said that about shingles, and I've actually seen it on other light workers, it's just one of many things. It's almost like spirit has poking us just a little and said, you're expecting to have a higher consciousness. You can sit there and the delivery man's going to bring it to you and you're just going to go, great. No, we are working for this.
No kidding. Yeah, I tell you, Lee, I got to the point where I thought, you know, I'm really good at embracing what is, you know.
Yeah.
I'd gone through a lot of change. I've had some losses, and I was really good at embracing what is. And then I had to face shingles, and it's like, okay, how can I distract myself from what is?
You can't. It's right in your face. And this is the other thing that I'll tell you. is that wherever your Achilles heel is where this is going to strike. And it's going to be something to not only, because this, it's not God punishing you. It's because this is where you're working the hardest.
Right.
And so your corporeal structure is, it rebalances itself. Chemistry is involved. It was 3 years ago now that I lost 30 pounds and kept it off. And this was something that was totally, I didn't have a diet. It's what Crying, he said, what is it in your Akash that you would like to now bring forward with the new kind of power that you're starting to have as a new kind of light worker? That would, where did you have food that meant the most to you and that really balanced your metabolism? What if it isn't here in this Akash? What if it's something that you had before? And ask your body what it is. And what happened to me was that I recalibrated my metabolism. I don't eat the things at all I used to eat, and I don't care about it. It changed my whole psyche about food.
Interesting.
And my staff members are going through this too. I mean, they become strange eaters or whatever. I never thought I'd turn into a salad guy. I'm a donut guy. And I tell you that, just to say that, now I don't want to have what I had before. And I'm not being a good boy.
Right.
You know, the brain isn't going, you know, you shouldn't have that. I don't want it. That is recalibration. And it's happening both in the mind and the body. So I talk about these things a lot, and so does Dr. Wolf, who's really a body expert, who's with us in Seattle.
So you talk about the DNA getting recalibrated. What's that about?
What happened, this is another whole seminar. Crying has said that your DNA is working only at about 33% to 35% of what it should. He points to the masters. He points to a lot of kinds of things that we've had in history and says, do you believe that, for instance, some of the time, I would say lifespans of the Bible were a typo, and you have masters living 600 years, and they had DNA working at about 80% because they were masters. We have the masters of the planet, some of them, not just one or two, actually creating things out of nothing. I mean, this is what Sai Baba did in India, and where that didn't make the news either. 13,000 people on his lawn every morning, and he used to give out gifts. I mean, they were made of wood and plants for booty, which was the ash. This was documented over and over on television. We never saw the programs because we weren't interested. But these are human beings who can manifest matter out of consciousness.
Right.
And we're saying, you know, well, how could this be? Is it magic? Are they next to God? No, they have DNA, which is working higher. And then you have to understand the higher it works, the closer your innate is to your higher self, which means the more spiritual potential there is if you choose to use it. So we are starting to activate and evolve. I have a whole program about the evolution of the human being and consciousness and talks about DNA. Crayon book 12, written in 2010, is the 12 layers of DNA. You can look at that and see exactly what we're talking about and what is involved. So it's not just a buzzword. It really has some oomph to it. In other words, we're talking chapter and verse here, and we're letting you know what it is that's changing. And finally, just unless you have to break right now, I'll just tell you, this is what the three Indigo books are that Jan Tober and I wrote.
Sure.
So it's not just Crying Channeling. I also have three Indigo books. We introduced, through Nancy Cappy, a woman who saw this, we introduced the word Indigo Children to the planet. These were our most popular books.
Right. And I so appreciated that when my oldest was a youngster, because, my goodness, I needed that.
Well, that's about evolution of consciousness. The children are coming in different.
Right.
And for the listener, I'll tell you right now, especially if you have grandchildren, you're really seeing it. Because your grandkids are nothing like your kids. And they're not. It's not that they're necessarily smarter. They're wiser. They know stuff that, you know, we had to learn the hard way.
And they don't put up with the same sorts of things that we used to put up with as children.
No, and they don't, because that's part of wisdom. Would you go to school to learn the same thing? What would your reaction be if they asked you to sit down and learn something you already knew? You'd be bored, saying, you know, you probably get ADD and ADHD, because that's what it is. It's not a catchy disease, you know. It's a social condition of boredom. And that is what we're looking at. The children are showing that this is true.
Right.
They're coming in wiser. And the wisdom means that they want to advance quicker. They want more choice.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to know that they know what they're doing, and some of them do in many areas. It couldn't change your discipline, family. It's not about, you know, giving them free rein. It's about cooperating and understanding who they are instead of putting upon them a 100-year-old system of who you think they should be.
Right. Well, you know, we're going to have to go to another quick break. But when we return, Lee, I'm going to want you to talk a little bit more about the evolution of the DNA. And is this something that we're supposed to seek, or is this something that's happening naturally, or is it a combination of the two? But more with Lee Carroll and Cryon when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited because my guest today, Lee Carroll, is coming to Seattle July 11th and 12th with Dr. Amber Wolf. And his website's cryon.com, K-R-Y-O-N. And I'm just so excited that you're coming to Seattle, Lee.
I know. You're lucky. Some hosts get their tank tumbled and say crayon.
Well, fortunately, I haven't done that yet. The hour's not over.
Yeah, on July 11 and 12, the first day will be just me. The second day is myself and Dr. Amber Wolf, and we're presenting a workshop on the second day. Each day is separate or together, uh-huh. And so we invite people to come out. So you're before we left, you said you wanted to ask a question.
Yes, yes. So first of all, I want to make sure the workshop you're going to be both teaching and you're also going to be doing some channeling. Is that right?
There's channeling in everything we do all the time. So it's not, we don't have, you're not going to select one over the other because of that. I channel in both. The workshop is more interactive. So we get people involved, stand up doing things, and it's more intimate. The first one is mostly just lecture, and that's I channel.
Yeah, and I really enjoy your lectures as well because it actually takes this you know, higher level information and it grounds it in our current reality, and that's always so fascinating. So I encourage people to attend. I will definitely be there.
That first day is called Best of Crime. It's a new show, too.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, yeah, before the break, you were talking about how crime's been saying that our DNA is shifting so that more of it is engaged, and that's really, you know, what consciousness and the masters have been at, like this higher percentage of the DNA engaged. So is this something that we're supposed to be seeking, or is this something that's naturally occurring, or is it a combination of both?
It is a combination of both. Put it this way, the potential is there for you to have this shift. But as in all things, all children are going to get a little of it no matter what. But the old souls on the planet, the ones who are the most experienced, and you don't have to ask yourself if you're an old soul. If you're listening to this, you probably are. I mean, why else?
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Because you're interested in these things. The ones who've been around the longest are starting to look inward, will probably have more success in having this happen while they're alive, not when they necessarily come back, because of the intent. And that comes back to what we teach, that consciousness has energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the energy of intent, and that is that you're wanting to know, almost according to Christ, like the doors fly open when the innate inside of you, that smart body, you know the body we muscle test?
Uh-huh, sure.
Kinesiology, and everybody's, you know, muscle testing to find out whether they have this substance, whether they're allergic to this, or what the dosage should be. Chiropractors use it, dentists use it, and all forever. Do you realize that we don't even know what's going on in our own body? There's a disconnect because we're only working at 35% or so,
uh-huh.
And that's supposed to be together. You're
right.
Supposed to be your own medical intuitive. There's a lot of things wrong, and we don't even see it. I talk about it in my lectures where you'll have the buffalo in the field will drop a calf, and he'll be up and running with a herd in hours and know what his enemy smells like. And we have a baby, and it takes forever for them to even walk or look at you, right? So the psychologists will say, well, we're more complicated. Our brains are very, very elaborate, so therefore it takes longer to have the engrams work. And all in crime, it says you've got it backwards. We're more complex. It should happen faster.
Uh-huh.
We should carry over instinct from our parents. We should carry over Akash. So we should learn to walk faster. And then I show videos, not in this show, I'm coming up with ones I have, of children reading without instruction when they're three.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
This comes from your Akash. I mean, you learned to do it before.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking it up. So bottom line, as your DNA increases in its efficiency, you're going to pull on the Akash faster, you're going to have more wisdom, you're going to start remembering things. It's growing up. Again,
uh-huh.
You're going from the playground to being a young adult.
But, Lee, and, you know, it seems like there are a lot of people in the consciousness movement who think that we're supposed to be disconnecting from our bodies, and what you're saying is within not only the Akash, but also within our DNA, that there's something useful in that connection to our physicality.
Those people are right because they're futurists and they're seeing what it might be generations from now. But right now, we're in year two. Everything from 2012 backwards is going to be looked at as the barbaric era.
Uh-huh.
And 2013 was recalibration. That's what my latest book is about, 2013 year and beyond. And so we've got 2014 and now 2015. This is only year two of growing up. I mean, if you ever met a two-year-old. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, we have to give some time for this. Eventually, we're going to be able to do so much with consciousness that our bodies will just simply come along. Now, that is so far in the future. Right now, you have to have a whole body experience. This
mm-hmm.
is not new to any health practitioner.
Right.
This is going to be consciousness and corporeal. It's going to have to marry first.
Right.
To get a body that's working with you instead of against you, you should be able to heal your own body easily.
Uh-huh.
You've got things like spontaneous remission. Everybody, you know, holds up their hands and praises God. When it happens, nobody realizes you did it.
Uh-huh.
This is what the body is able to do, and we should get with the program. And this is what Cryon has been saying. Spontaneous remission is almost like a hiccup of the body moving to about 60 to 70% and back again, and you get to see it right in front of your
eyes. Interesting.
You know?
Interesting, yeah.
This is what we're supposed to be able to do.
Uh-huh.
So it has to be corporeal for a while, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And Lee, before we head out, I just want you to share with those people who are light workers, who are on their paths, who are feeling dejected, feeling like maybe they shouldn't have signed up for this. Do you have any inspirational messages for those who are having a difficulty with the shifting that's underway?
I want you to go back, if you wish to, and on my site, on the free audio section. You'll find an audio, and it's called, I think there's a written one, too, called Do Not Despair.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the message directly hitting us between the eyes. You, in the old energy, you're used to certain things, looking a certain way, and you react a certain way. And the fear-mongers, the ones that are doomed, the ones who tell you that it's all going to go away and you haven't got a chance, are hitting you right at that's the psychology they're using, and that's what you're used to. You got to get out of that. You got to get out of that and think on the high road that there's a reason for you here. You're going to get through these things, and you're needed. And the thing that you can get a little syrupy here, the love of God really knows who you are and will hold you. And that your hand is out, you get another hand in there. And that's what we're told over and over. We're not alone. And that's the message of Priam. We're not alone, not at all.
Yeah.
So, and many of us don't believe it.
Right. And these messages are definitely inspirational, and they're vibrational as well. You know, I work in subtle energy, and I know that when Kryon speaks, that it shifts lives. It's amazing. So, Lee, I'm so excited about your visit here in Seattle. July 11th is going to be you and Kryon, and then July 12th, you, Kryon, and Dr. Amber Wolf.
That's right.
Any quick final message for our listeners today?
Only just what I said, that there's more going on than you think. And if the news bothers you, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this, because it's not accurate. It's giving you the bad things that are happening on the earth, and it's extremely biased in negative energy.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of great stuff going on, and I want you to look for it, and maybe part of that is you, if you want it to be.
That's right, yeah, and it's, when you think about, your day, going through your day and interacting with people, and like so many things go right, but we tend to focus on what's wrong, and I agree. Shut off the news. Although you do a great job taking some of the news clips and connecting it to the Kryon information. So that's always fun for me to see that version of the news, your version of the news, Lee.
Yeah, we do that too. Thank you.
Okay, so I want to thank you for joining me here today. It's been such a joy to talk to you. And I also want to thank you for doing what you do and sharing your mission with the world.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here today, and we'll be talking to you again sometime soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.